We're live at EXT, Local 518. I'm Chris Wink, and I have a couple of different performing groups here today. We have Dire Switch, and we have Al and Kathy Bain. Thank you guys for all coming in to play here today, and we'll
Thank
talk
you for
about
having us.
Pleasure.
What we're going to do. Bob, you had contacted me about a Grand Ole Opry tribute show that you're going to be doing.
That is correct. We're going to be doing this on May the 6th, which is a Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Strand Theater, same place as we did the day the music died, right there in Hudson Falls, New York. And basically, I wanted to do kind of like an Opry-style show, something that I did because I was on the Opry for a number of years with Charlie Louvin. The Opry's a wonderful place. It's like controlled chaos. I mean, everybody just kind of goes on the stage and, what do you want to do? Oh, well, what do you want? And, you know, half the time, Charlie, I never knew what song he was going to throw at me. And that was the way it was with all of them. It was just a gathering almost, you know, and singing their song, all their great songs, you know, the traditional songs and stuff. And it was a wonderful experience. So I wanted to maybe do that because country music is obviously very big up here. And we're going to hit not only original material, but we're going to get the classics in. The Opry stars like Bill Monroe and Hank Williams and people like that that dominated the Opry for years.
You're pulling together different performers to
Correct.
Sort of have like a almost like a variety show of music.
Correct. Very dear friends of ours, Al and Kevin. Al, we've known Al and Kathy for years.
I think he's calling us the classics here.
Yeah. Yeah. I said very dear friends.
Okay.
When you're doing a show like this, you want the best, and that's what we did. Certainly George and Mike are going to contribute very nicely to the show. The only thing we don't have is somebody who was going to do a mini Pearl thing, but that would have been a little tough to find.
Now you mentioned George and Mike. Who are those guys?
George Shocker is the instrumentalist from the group Aged in the Hills. George plays all stringed instruments. He's a very good musician, songwriter, vocalist for the group Aged in the Hills. They've been around for years, you know. We've known George a long time. And Michael was the bass player and singer of the old Bob Bates band. He was the bass player for the Buddy Holly show we did, you know. And Mike and I have been singing for years. He took several trips down with me we did a few shows together on the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree and stuff. And we had a lot of fun.
Mike Craner's
his last name. Mike Craner, right.
Al and Kathy, you guys have been playing for a little while. Just a few days, right?
At least 3 weeks now.
Yeah? 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations on your 3-week anniversary.
Thank you very much.
I was thinking about when Bob was talking about the Opry, because we've spent a lot of time backstage at the Opry.
We went to the Opry 2 or 3 times, yeah.
17 years we had the fan club went to Nashville to Fanfare, and then we went backstage while the crew sat out and watched the show. So we got to visit with a lot of people backstage, and he's right. The chaos is interesting to watch. It is controlled room to room to room. And it's funny because people sing together backstage that never are on stage together. They'll do harmonies. Like I was with our friend Kay Bain from Tupelo, Mississippi, and she and her husband, Buddy, we used to do 4-part gospel together and we did their shows and stuff. When we went backstage, they were looking for girl singers. Ranger Doug was doing some stuff and he grabbed Kay, which means she grabbed me. We went in and filled in the girls' part in the dressing room. I don't know who the other people were. But we were all singing, having a wonderful time, and then the door opened and it was done. And we walked out. It was fun. Really
that's the way
fun.
That's a perfect description of how it is. Everything's impromptu. That's just the way it is.
I'd like to mention that Al and Kathy had their radio show for years and years and years.
Wait a minute. It was only years and years.
Well, it just seemed it, right?
It seemed hard. We had a radio show in Glens Falls on WWSC for 8 years.
Yeah.
And then we did a TV show on Channel 8 for 2 years.
Yeah. A variety
Until I couldn't afford it anymore.
Yeah. You know, being a star is difficult if you don't have money to back you.
Yeah.
And we were talking earlier because we used to come down to WMHT and we did the telethons. Oh, my gosh. Every year we did a couple of them.
I don't know.
And we found our way to that old station every time, even though we'd have to go, wait a minute.
Then we're live at EXT Local 518. We're here talking about the Grand Ole Opry tribute show that's going to happen May 6th at the Strand in Hudson Falls. Folks can go to the Strand's website. Right, Bob, for that? Or
Yeah, it's listed.
Could also go to the Dire Switch website, too, for more information.
Yep. That'll be an afternoon show, 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Dire Switch, would you guys like to play us a song here?
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to play an old favorite of mine. This has been recorded by just so many people. I think you folks have done this song, too, you know, at one point or another. The hit was by Nat King Cole, of all people. But you know, every country and rock and roll artist has done Route 66. So we're going to do a little bit of Route 66 for you.
Live at EXT, Local 518, Dire Switch.
Thank you. home city is mighty pretty. You see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino, too. And if to this town we dip, when you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66.
Hi, I'm Joanne Seifel from the Dire Switch Band. This is your home for local music. For Loco 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT. Leave regular radio behind.
I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted. And then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering, what in the world can I do? I'm crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for crying, crazy for trying, crazy for loving you.
I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Should I let myself worry? Wondering, what in the world did I do? I'm crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for crying, crazy for trying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Al and Kathy Bain, live at EXT, singing Crazy. Thank you guys for doing that. So, Bob, let's remind folks again about the tribute show that's happening at the Strand.
Well, this is going to be a Grand Ole Opry tribute May the 6th, which is a Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Strand Theater in Hudson Falls, which is right on the main drag of Hudson Falls. I mean, there's only one street in Hudson Falls if you get down to it. Just keep going north a little bit, and you'll run into it just on your right next door to Maxwell's Pub.
We're going to have a special guest. Alan, Kathy,
absolutely. Bain. This is like just getting together with family when you really get down to it. It really is.
I'm a Hudson Falls girl. I graduated, and I'm not telling you the year, from Hudson Falls High School, but I used to go to the Strand to go to the movies on Saturday mornings.
Yes.
And then I found out that my mother had won a talent contest on their stage when she was a girl. She graduated in 36 from Hudson Falls. She was one of those drop-dead gorgeous. I think she won, maybe not on the talent, but the looks. So anyway, she used to play the lap steel, and she won that. And it was in a newspaper clipping, and so I took that in and showed it to Jonathan. How pleased I was that it was coming back. And he let me go up and to the balcony where my brother used to sit and throw spit wads down on us. Those were the good old days. And the cowboy shows.
I threw milk duds.
Yeah. Oh, you're too young.
Yeah, I threw milk duds.
You shouldn't waste those.
I don't know why. I was in the balcony of watching Dr. Zhivago when I was about 5 or 6 years old. And I was bored to tears because my mother wanted to go see that movie, you know, love story. And now it's a wonderful movie, but not for a five-year-old. And my friend and I were just totally bored, and we were just flicking milk duds down at the people. And they're going like this, you know. That's the only thing I remember about going to see Dr. Zhivago.
That's great, Bob. The idea behind this is kind of like to recreate some of the magic that would happen on stage, right, at the Opry?
Yeah, it's kind of like my way of, I'm kind of a spiritual person in many ways. Sometimes I feel that, you know, Charlie may be kind of still looking on, you know, and because I spent a lot of time with him, and, you know, I mean, I kind of want him to know in my own way that I still value him giving me a shot to go on the Opry, and what better way to do it with the closest people to you, you know? It's just a lot of fun. The Louvin Brothers songs were fun, you know, and it was a great experience.
You'll be doing some Louvin Brothers songs?
Absolutely, yeah,
show?
I've got to. I mean,
yeah. You know, you'd be in trouble otherwise, wouldn't you?
He might come back and haunt me on that one.
I'm sure Charlie would.
You know, he was very sensitive about his legacy, because the Louvin Brothers have a tremendous legacy in country music. I think he wanted that to maintain. That's why I started singing with him, because there were so many requests for him to do Louvin Brothers songs. Because most people forget that Charlie had a very successful career on his own for many years after Ira got killed. And he did very well and had a lot of records. But as time went on, you know, well, Charlie, how come you're not doing When I Stop Dreaming? How come you're not, you know, doing My Baby's Gone? You know, well, you need two people for that. That's where I came in.
And then you brought along Al and Kathy Bain, who are going to be with you guys on stage at this.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Al and Kathy, let's let folks know how they can find you guys, because after hearing you guys sing today.
Say hi.
We're in the Salem phone book.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, we are.
That's like Facebook?
We have dial-up. We have dial-up and viruses, so forget about finding us online.
Yeah. We're on the internet everywhere, aren't we?
We went to the Opry at the Ryman Friday night before we got married in Nashville.
Oh, wasn't that an exciting time? My father was with us.
That's right. He took us out for Crystal 12-cent hamburgers.
12-cent hamburgers. We were having a ball.
First time I went to the Opry, Ronnie Reno and Dale Sled took me across the alley from Tootsie's in the side door. And that was really neat, because you talk about the
entrance.
Chaos. That was the old building, and everybody's wandering around and milling around. It was quite an education.
I first met Charlie Louvin when we were doing shows for Jim Hinkle down in Massachusetts and Connecticut in the 70s. And Charlie was one of the acts that came through. Yeah. Little Jimmy Dickens and some of the others came.
And then we did a show with Charlie, remember, back in Corinth, back in 98.
Glad Is that Rex. When it was?
98. I remember that because that's the year I got my bird, because I was putting him on my shoulder and he was singing with us. When we, you know.
Okay. I wouldn't have brought that up, probably.
Okay.
Kathy and I did the, we never performed on the Opry, but we did the Wheeling Jamboree for over 30 years.
Yeah.
I started in 67, and she joined me in the early 70s, and we did it until the station was sold, and they changed formats and dropped it. Since then, we've done it two or three times with they have a new format. It's just a guy bought the rights and he tries to continue it somewhat, but it's not like it used to be.
We're live at EXT. We've got Local 518, Al and Kathy Bain, and Dire Switch Band here today. You guys, thank you so much for coming. Are you really not online?
Right.
We are so... What century are we in? I can't remember.
We're tech ignorant.
Our children are not pleased with us.
Well, I just want to make sure, because if you have something, we want to make sure we point people to you. We'll definitely point people to Dire Switch's website, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just direswitch.com. And you can also find us on Facebook. You can find us on YouTube. We're everywhere.
And we're going to post pictures of these guys online.
Absolutely.
Phone number too.
Yeah, and they know your phone number, too.
Yep, and I have Al and Kathy Bain's phone number, yes. I know where they live. They should be afraid, probably.
We're still in the same old house. They changed our address 3 times. We are probably going to be back at the old Bryan Inn this summer. We play Friday evenings outside. They don't let us in. We stay out on the patio. We just have such a good time. That's usually on Friday evening, 6 to 9.
That's the one in Saratoga, right?
Right, yep. And it'll
That's
be our 11th year, I think, they're doing that.
Yeah, we started when we were 13.
Yeah, it's one of those things where people come up from Jersey and New York. We come in with the horses and we go out with the horses. We should be there this summer again.
I want to just quickly thank WEXT for supporting the 518 artist. Without you people working so hard, we wouldn't be heard on the radio very much locally. And so we really appreciate the work that you do here. Every time we come here, I'm inspired. We wrote a song about 97.7 Exit. The song in the makeup room was written by looking at a sign on your door saying the makeup room. So every time we come here, you inspire us, and we really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
So we're going to have you guys play a couple songs, and I guess you guys will even play in the makeup room for us.
We will, yes, absolutely.
All right. Bob, let's remind folks again, May 6th. Tell folks the details.
Which is a Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Strand Theater, right on the main drag in Hudson Falls. You just go north and into Main Street, and then you'll see Maxwell's Pub on your right. That's the building.
All right, here we are, Local 518. We've got Al and Kathy Bain, followed by Dire Switch playing Folsom Prison and In the Makeup Room.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Lord, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. Time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking a big cigar. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. But if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, then I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I long to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Hi, I'm Kathy Bain, half of Al and Kathy Bain.
Hi, I'm Al Bain, the better half of Al and Kathy Bain. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.
fussing and fighting all afternoon. Then in the evening, I love dies so soon. We fight about nothing under the moon. Finally, we go to the makeup room. In that cold, cold room, we both play our part. Two people crying, two broken hearts. The curtain goes down, knowing we're doomed. So watch all of that in the makeup room. Watch all of that in the makeup room.
Hi there, I'm Bob Bates from the Dire Switch Band. This is 97.7 WEXT. Definitely support the music at exit97.7.org.